This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Maybe less, not more is needed. We got confirmation that the porch light is back on at our house in New Orleans. Unfortunately, the router seems to have fried, so no internet, making the glass less than full. Bear Grimes Coffee House reopened this morning, ready for business, but possibly more ready than the neighborhood, since people are still trickling back. The office has juice and the web, for example, but we'll be lucky to get everyone back before next week, though we'll be open and running today. With one thing after another, this will be the only night I've slept at home in 3 weeks. Not as bad as the 45-50 days of Katrina, but Ida got me almost halfway there. We're getting more from climate change, and we need to figure out a way to get less. All of which reminds me, in the before Ida times, I was visiting with the University of Virginia professor, Lydie Klotz, on Wage World, about the less is more philosophy he expounded in Subtract, the untapped science of less. Klotz's background bridges engineering, psychology, and more, which gives him a somewhat unique perspective and leads him to these insights. He and his team plumbed the science to argue that in too many things, large and small, the human default is to do more, add more, scale up, etc., rather than even considering that sometimes, maybe many times, we might do better by doing less. He makes the case by plucking examples from various sources. Fewer freeways in urban areas were a favorite of mine because in many fights, we've been there and done that, starting with the Mills freeway fight in Little Rock almost 50 years ago. His example is from the Bay Area, but it could be Memphis or New Orleans as easily, where great benefits have come by not adding more and living with less. I was also fascinated by the examples he gave of Kate Orff's work in Lexington, Kentucky, having lived not far from there for a bit as a boy. Orff is having quite a moment these days with a recent profile in the New Yorker about her work in New York City and along the Gulf Coast, but in this case she was opening up and revitalizing the neglected stream running under and through Lexington. The argument here, and in much of Orff's work, is that getting rid of concrete and restoring natural systems, aligning with climate change concerns and environmental practices, means subtracting some of the built infrastructure and creating something different and better with less. It's easy to see why Klotz trumpets this work in his book and is such a fan. The bottom line, like it or not, is that we seem hardwired to go for more, whether it's words on a page, food on a plate, buildings on a street, or foot roads to get there. Klotz is asking us to show some discipline and restraint and stop for a minute and think about whether or not less might work better, or even combining both more and less to make things might work, rather than creating the constant dogpile everywhere we turn. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.